For all his progress on the football field, Baylor offensive lineman Spencer Drango came even further in the classroom. Overcoming dyslexia as a child, he eventually became a National Scholar Athlete and a finalist for the Campbell Award, also known as the Academic Heisman, in 2015.
It was really a big honor to be there and just to be named as a finalist to be in that class that got inducted with some of the guys that got inducted to College Football Hall of Fame. But it was just an unbelievable experience. I'm very fortunate, very blessed to be there.
As a four-year starter at left tackle, Drango faced plenty of top-notch defensive ends in his college career. First and foremost, he battled Mammoth teammate Sean Oakman in practice every day. He also went head-to-head with Oklahoma's Charles Tapper and Michigan State's Shalik Calhoun this past season and Oakland Raiders All-Pro Khalil Mack in the past. Drango held his own, using his smarts whenever he could.
I think intelligence is a big deal. You know, there's a lot of moving parts at this next level. At Baylor, we try to keep things simple because we like to go fast. And so, you know, at the next level, there's a lot of different things that need to go on. Just the IQ of people, everyone around you is really, really intelligent. So you just have to know what's going on.
There's talk of moving Drango to right tackle or even guard in the NFL. He believes he's proven he can play left tackle, but recognizes the final decision may not be his.
Mechanically, I'm set up to play left, but I think it's like riding a bike. So once you get the reps of right tackle, I think it's easy to move over. I've played a little bit in the Senior Bowl with fair amount of success. Felt more comfortable at left, but again, I think I stated why. But I think as long as I get the reps, you know, work on the technique by myself if I need to, it would be an easy switch.